News headlines, Wednesday, 10 March. According to AFP, lawyers for Zimbabwean opposition politician Roy Bennett have asked the High Court to drop terrorism charges against him in a trial, which has raised tensions in Harare's fragile unity government. The entire state's case is based on fiction, Bennett's lawyer Beatrice Mutetwa told the court. We submit that the facts presented by the state are not sufficient to have a conviction. SW Radio reports that the finance minister, Tendai Biti, has called for a complete overhaul of the laws governing the country's diamond trade, saying all the mining leases that the government has awarded to firms in the Chiyazwa diamond field should be cancelled. Biti complained that there is nothing coming to the fiscus from Chiyazwa. On the occasion of International Women's Day, 8th March, the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights issued a statement focusing on the lack of access of women in Zimbabwe to much-needed and life-saving maternal health care. Women in Zimbabwe are still a long way from realizing their right to health. The maternal mortality is at an unacceptable level of 725 per 100,000. Most of these deaths are preventable. According to a statement from Women and Men of Zimbabwe Arise, WOZA, 600 of their members marched to the High Court in Bulawayo on Monday in protest against the utterances of the Minister of Education, Senator David Coulthard, made in Parliament last week. The minister said that he would not stop teachers from receiving the illegal incentive payments demanded from parents. WOZA vigorously opposes the practice of teachers refusing to teach children until their parents provide them with cash incentives. These top-ups, over and above the usual school fees and school levies, which most parents are unable to afford anyway, are just another nail in the coffin of the education system in Zimbabwe, WOZA says. According to a report in The Guardian, an estimated 5.7 million South Africans are living with HIV. About one in every five adults. There are about 1,400 new HIV infections and nearly 1,000 AIDS deaths every day. But condom use is still far from a social norm. Critics accuse South Africa's leadership of undermining the fight with denialism and hypocrisy. President Jacob Zuma, while being tried on charges of raping an HIV-positive family friend in 2006, was ridiculed for testifying that he took a shower after sex to lower the risk. He was acquitted of rape. Last year, he did not use a condom when having sex with the daughter of a family friend, who subsequently gave birth to his 20th child. Afro News reports that a ranking released on Women's Day reveals that among the top 10 worst countries for women, 7 are African. Female genital mutilation, sexual and other forms of violence, lack of education, HIV risks, and traditional discrimination are women's worst enemies in Africa. The ranking was released by the humanitarian organization CARE, shedding light on the greatest challenges for women on a global scale. According to the BBC, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has urged Nigeria to arrest and try those responsible for killing hundreds of people near the city of Jos. Cuts in donor funding could cause an HIV nightmare, the United Nations AIDS Agency chief warned Monday. Michelle Sidibe appealed to government and private donors to keep investing in the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria, an international financing institution. An estimated 94% of patients on antiretroviral treatment in Africa count on external donor funds to provide their medications. The Standard reports that the Zimbabwean swimming sensation Kirsty Coventry is in a relationship with a Zimbabwean back home. Lynn Coventry, her mother, indicated, however, that wedding bells were not ringing anytime soon. The world champion's mother would not reveal the name of the lucky man, safe to say only that he is Zimbabwean. Kirsty's love life has been a closely guarded secret.